This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, February 1st. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. A lot of people in the tech industry expect artificial intelligence to be the technology of the future, the basis for a whole new generation of tools. That's a big reason why Google's parent company, Alphabet, has devoted billions of dollars to developing it. But we report that the project has come with more than just technical hurdles. Google has repeatedly run into management challenges as well. Our tech editor, Brad Reagan, will join me to explain after these headlines. Investigators say they found concrete evidence that last year's massive hack of U.S. government and business entities went far beyond the compromise of the software vendor SolarWinds. You might remember that SolarWinds was initially considered to be the main avenue of attack, but investigators now say close to a third of the victims didn't run the corrupted SolarWinds software. Instead, they believe hackers exploited known bugs in widely used business software products and capitalized on issues in Microsoft's cloud-based software. Experts say it'll take months or longer to fully understand the scope of this attack. In the meantime, it's raising questions about the trust that many companies put in their technology partners. The U.S. government has blamed Russia for the attack, an allegation that Moscow has denied. The Chinese short video app operator Kuaishou Technology will raise $5.4 billion from its Hong Kong initial public offering. The IPO is set to be the world's largest in more than a year, and will value the company at nearly $61 billion. Kuaishou competes with ByteDance, the Chinese company behind TikTok, and the public offering is being seen as an indicator of investors' strong demand for short video apps. The IPO also helps cement Hong Kong's standing as a market for big Chinese technology companies. All right, coming up after the break, Google is betting on artificial intelligence, but management-related issues are proving to be a hurdle. We'll talk about that next.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with, listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
Google is betting big on artificial intelligence. Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google's parent company, Alphabet, wants the technology to be a central part of the company's future. But we report that in addition to the technical challenge of developing the nascent technology, Google also faces a management challenge when it comes to AI. Our tech editor, Brad Reagan, joins me now to explain. Hey, Brad, thanks for being here.
Hey, glad to be here.
Okay, so first, I think we need to understand artificial intelligence has been called the tech of the future, but it's also a really sensitive area of study. Can you explain why that is?
Well, it's basically machine learning. It's teaching a machine to make assumptions and decisions about who you are. It's extremely complicated. It's some of the hardest computer science work that exists. And Google and all of its researchers are building models about how to use it. But those models necessarily involve assumptions and conclusions about who we are as humans. And that's where you get into the ethical side of it. You know, at a moment where we're having this national conversation about race, you know, how does artificial intelligence make assumptions about who you are based on your race or your gender? All of these things are very complex. They're very sensitive. And a lot of really smart people have very different ideas about how to do it. So it is hardly a simple solution.
So what is Google's strategy around artificial intelligence, and what sorts of resources are they devoting to that pursuit?
Well, basically, Google wants artificial intelligence to be at the core of everything you do. As users, we see that every day. You know, Google knows what you're going to do almost before you do it. And that's artificial intelligence. You know, it knows what you're going to type. It listens to what song you want to play on your speaker. It makes a guess about where you might want to go in your car when you call up Maps. All of that is artificial intelligence based. And so they are spending billions and billions of dollars because they think it makes for a better user experience. They think it makes it better and easier for you to use their products.
So it sounds like a really big bet for Google, but it clearly comes with its fair share of challenges, and not all of them technical. In the past 18 months or so, the company has seen one management-related controversy after another in this particular part of its business. Can you just run us through some of the most notable incidents we've seen?
Sure. And I think it starts with the fact that Google has been very intentional in saying that they want to do artificial intelligence ethically. They want to be the industry leader in that regard. But taking that stance has also opened the door at times for critics to say that they're not living up to those ideals. Some of the examples that we've seen, Google has tried to, on several occasions, to establish oversight boards, for example, that would help guide them on how best to use AI. And for example, in one instance, Google employees protested because one of the board members was a member of the Heritage Foundation, was actually the leader of the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative think tank, and they objected to that. So there are just a lot of politics involved in AI, and at various times that has been difficult for Google to navigate. The most recent and high profile was when one of their top researchers resigned after Google declined to publish some of her research. And she had been instrumental in research that showed how facial recognition was not always as accurate at identifying women and people of color, which kind of demonstrates some of the tricky ethical ground that AI ends up going into.
Now, we should note here that Google executives, including Pichai, have talked openly about their awareness of the ethical challenges associated with AI, and they've said that they intend to proceed responsibly and in a way that builds trust with its users and employees. Pichai, in particular, has said that racial equity is a top priority for the company. Brad, how is Google managing all these challenges internally as well as externally?
Well, it's been a challenge for them. Google famously has a very vocal workplace. They empower their employees to speak up. And this is one of the examples where they've really had to deal with that because, you know, some people argue that some of these researchers and people who have raised concerns are merely voicing inconvenient truths, that they are accurately and appropriately raising issues with how artificial intelligence is used. But Google is trying to run a business. They're trying to determine how artificial intelligence can inform the products they build. And sometimes there's a clash, you know, between these ethical issues and where they intersect with business. So they've lost some people. In one instance we wrote about in our story, they stripped the head of one of their artificial intelligence units of his management responsibilities and moved him to a different position. And some people in Google objected to that. So there's just been a lot of management issues to deal with to, in part, just to live up to those ideals that Google set, that they want to be the industry leader in doing this ethically, but some people have different ideas about what that means.
And just to broaden out a little bit here, you know, a lot of companies are working on AI technology. So why is it significant that this sort of pattern is playing out at Google's AI unit in particular?
Two reasons. Because number one, Google wants this to be part of almost every product they build. So for all of us who rely on Google every day, the decisions that Google makes around this is going to seriously influence how we use Google's products. So that's interesting. But just as importantly is the fact that everyone in the industry looks to Google. Google funds most of the research around this, both internally and externally. So the path that Google charts really is the path for the industry. So artificial intelligence is one of the most important technologies of our time. And where it goes is going to influence how we all use our phones, our computers, our personal assistants and smart speakers and smart homes and everything around us. So the decisions that Google makes really will have far-reaching implications.
And just to take that one step further, you know, what do these stories tell us about what that path forward looks like if they do want to get there? What kind of changes or challenges will they have to face?
Well, I think as much as anything, it shows what a challenge Google's leadership has, because there's just a lot of disagreement among their staff about how to approach this issue and how to build it into their products. And Google needs to be able to recruit talent. They need to be able to persuade people that they're doing this ethically. So I think as much as anything, the challenge is going to be on their leadership to communicate and to keep people happy and believing that Google's doing the right thing in this area.
All right. That's our tech editor, Brad Reagan. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks very much.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.